beginning current daven, sach the sukkah daf chavzayin, begin amen alpha. Beginning Tais Master, begin with the Gemara, and they said, okay, hell in the sukkah, bring it into the sukkah. So Tais just points out, perik pras to Yuma, the last perik in Yuma that I am Tais amen alpha, ma'isim astit in the hacha, b'hai lishna, brings our words of our Mishnah with a slightly different wording. And it explains, it actually clarifies, loy mishal lachikin, it's not because that's the halacha, but it's rotz lachma, just don't want to be stringent on itself. When they give it to Tzadik, etc., so Tais explains the words that are added on in the Gemara and Yuma when it quotes our Mishnah. It's only because that's how we enter explaining our Mishnah. So the Gemara then brings it as if our Mishnah says it, but it's not really the words of our Mishnah. It's just how the Gemara ends up explaining the Mishnah. Tzadik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Hakabeya, if it would be the size of an egg, the food. Then the food would require washing hands for eating. And what that means to say is, and it would not be permitted with a cloth, as was done in the story. And the reason is, if you're having the cloth, you're not touching the food. No, we're concerned, you might come to touch it. The master perikol basak, the Gemara concludes, the chulav kavzayin the medbez. Now, miu tema says it's a wonder. Kutar tzadik, kain, you could be just like we explained in the previous tesis, he was a kain. Then Cain, if that's the case, the chulav kavzayin the medbez, then actually, even if it has an excess of food, it is permitted to hold it with a cloth without an tizdam, because I'm a Shmuel, like Shmuel says over there, that actually he tir mapalech l'truma. Those who eat truma are very careful, and they actually permitted you to eat a kebay with a cloth. They tir mapalech l'taras. They didn't permit you to do it if you ate chul in the state of tara, but truma, since you're kind, you're careful. So tzaddik was a kind, so therefore, why, even if it was a kebaya, would have required, it should not have required an tizdam for the achil, even for the size of a kebaya. Next test master test begins with the Gemara Teshuva came to Duru. That he learns it out from that it's Pasukas Teshuva has to be came to Duru, which that's how we know that you have to have 14 meals. Like you have a day, a meal, and a night meal every day, so too in the circle. Now, Bishami Olaf and Bishami, they learn out this halacha from a different source, from Gzeir Shabbat. Nemekan Teshuva, it says over here, Pasukas Teshuva. Nemel Halan says over there, Pasuk Pesach El Maid, by the entry of El Maid Teshuva, Yay Malayla Shabbat Yamim. They wear teshvu, it says they're also teshvu, and there it says, yemim v'layla for 7 days. So my yeshiva is nemal ha'am, just like the yeshiva over there. It's also b'la esalei, it's k'b'yamim, it has the nights like the day of yeshiva, murukan, so to this sitting over here in the sukkah, that it's also b'la esalei, k'b'yamim, makes the nights like the day, that you have to have a meal every day and night for those 7 days. Now, b'tem d'rabbanan, the reason of d'rabbanan, b'fashe b'yichim shem b'shmol, so that b'yichim explains the name b'shmol over there, that from a different source. A different gzeir shalom. It says chamisha asa by Pesach, says chamisha asa by Sukkos. Matzes v'nemet Pesach, just chamisha asa by Pesach. La'ele rishon chayv v'shar kaliyim rishos. Only the first night is obligatory for matzah. Other days is voluntary. Altes v'nemet b'chag. So two chamisha asa says by Sukkos. La'ele rishon chayv. It's only the first night. It's an obligation to sit in the sukkah. Shar kaliyim rishos. All the other days is rishos. You don't have to have a meal. Rechavraya bayu. The colleagues, they asked, well, Imal Ha'am, then if you're comparing, then say, just like over there, Achikon is the matzah kishu taiva, that it's only when you eat the matzah when you have an appetite, which is the obligation for matzah of Kan. So also over here, Achikon is the sukkah taiva, then you should have an obligation to come to the sukkah the first night with an appetite. And Zerubayu, he says, you should also say, Imal Ha'am, just like over there by Pesach, Achikon is the dog of matzah until you eat an olive size of grain of matzah of Kan, Achikon is the dog in the sukkah, and it should also be until you eat an olive size of grain in the sukkah. On the first night, if you're learning a chamisha asa, chamisha asa. Kedek tes masla begins with zigmar, iboya achal. They hold, no, if you want, you could eat iboya achal. Yeah, just like in your house, that you don't always eat if you want, you could. And if you don't want, you don't have to. Klal, as tes says, at all. Because the achal, because actually if you are eating, chayav lechal besukkah, then actually you do have to eat in the sukkah, like we had previously said. It's just you don't have to. Now, mash mahachal, it sounds like you're from out of sukkah, to be yom tibla havachayva, that, yeah, on yom tibla, there's no obligation to eat. And if you want to, you don't have to eat at all. Chutz v'lo yom tov rishon, besides the first night of yom tov. Well, if he's, it says, his basis is this, im tov, someone makes a mistake, with his kishal yom tov b'chitz ha'masim, it doesn't mention yal v'yal v'yam benching, and it's a glass, it doesn't have to repeat, because it's only by times you have an obligation, but if you don't, then there's no chiyuv. Now, v'hadam min p'kishal yishal ha'chadizik, it says, the gemara b'chitz ha'masim b'ezeh sh'bas v'yam t'ayvim, the le'isagilid l'achal is not sufficient that if you're not going to eat. Therefore, says Gemara Brachas Am Tov Chazib, you made a mistake and you forgot to mention Ritzayo Yalvi Yalvi, then Chazib, do have to say it over. That contradicts what we just said. So it says, no, Limitokma Ela Balel Yem Tabrishon Shal Pesach, Balel Yem Tabrishon Shal Chak, there must be talking about specifically Shabbos, yeah, and the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. But the rest, this is actually no Chiv. Now, Vav Dashkan Perik Beis the Bed, this it says we find in the second Perik and Beit of Tesvam Beis. Ube Perik Levam the Pesachim and Tav Samachesam Beis. Gabi Yomtu. The Loch is Chalkei Uchesel Hashem Achesachem. There's a contradiction. Says it's Hashem. Says Lachem. So that means to say, no, actually, half should be for Hashem and half for you. Chesel Achilu Vechesel Esemenish. Half should be for eating, half should be for Esemenish. To be Bishua. So you see that there is an obligation to eat on Yom Tov. So the Tesvam, no, after a bit of period, that's possible, yeah, eating meat and fruit. The aim ben berzamazin, where you have no berzamazin. And if a b'lay boy asks Yom Tov, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. A b'lay Yom Tov Rishon, Shachag, but you're right, the first night of Pesach, of Sukkot, lo yisag b'lay pas, then it's not enough without bread. Given the Yofin Mechag Matzah, we learned it out from Chamish Asa of Matzahs. And that's Avogav de Rebeleza, Amin, B'shar Yom, although regarding Rebeleza, you say by the other days Yom Tov, Im Heshel B'min, Tagim and Yatsev, you do it, and you fill it with other types of food, you fill obligation. But the first night, that has to be bread, and therefore, if one would forget the Alvi Yavi, one would have to bench over. Next, this must have begun with the Gemara of Amr Rebeleza. Rebeleza said, you doubt so this Chayva and Lechel B'Sukkah, person has eaten 40 meals in the Sukkah. So he says, Ahodim Mashal B'Yem Tov Achen Parach. The question is specifically that this, that you can make it up on the last day of Sukkot, Me'at Shmini Atzeres, that was the question. Not so much the 14 meals, but like a Sukkot, there's no Sukkot. So how could you say that Rebbe Eliezer would say you make it up if you have to be in the Sukkot? So that we can turn next to some answer. My answer, yeah, Chaz Rebbe Eliezer retracted Eitzel Chacham to the sages. Lame to say that, like they said, She'in Lo Dabei Ketzer, you're right, there's no set amount. And that has been Ratzel Asan, this is Asan, if you want to fast on Yom Tov, you can fast. Chutz Melel Yom Tov, except for the first nights of Yom Tov. But what Rebbe Eliezer still disagrees with Rabban and is Iksaba Yeshla Dishlomen is that he holds that you could supplement, you can make it up, meaning for the first night's meal. Just like you could make up the karbanas of the first day of Yom Tov, after Yom Tov Achron, even up until Shmini Atzeres. So too is regarding the first night's meal. Now, says Tosafos a few questions. First of all, listen to the Yashlim, the wording that Bimashlim, Bimishlim, and if it's going to be Mashlim, the Mashlim called Lashon Tashlim, it doesn't actually sound like a terminology of making up. A Lashon Tashlim, rather of completing, which is Cheshvan Shal Yudal Tzud, sounds like it's going to complete the number of the 14 meals, not like Rashi making up the first night. Well, question number two is Kivin Matzah Yalfinan, since we learn out Sukkah from Matzah, so Lemitzin Hashi Tashlim and Matzah Shal Rishon Shal Pesach, we don't find, which is the source of the Shiyav, which is from Matzah, we don't find that you can make up the matzah of the Seder night some other time. But question number three, the mashmak tzav v'sham esas given a little bit from the shami, the boy kizay is dog and sudzi of the b'rishon shachag. That you have to have an olive size of grain for the first night meal of circus, as we mentioned in the prior tesis. You can make up a matzah like you have to have by the matzah of the Seder night. But hachamin and the yashlam min tagim, he was saying you can make it up with different types of foods. But I thought it has to be dogon. Boy, moreover, moved it up a trapish al Grifus from the story from the Kirtik of Agrippus, Mashman the Loy Patrib Lazi was with that. Sounds like he was asking, what's with my two meals? What are my two meals? I thought we came out only one meal. So it sounds like there that Ribbles does not hold his up with one meal. So from all these four questions, it says the Kachni al Farj Dibbet actually appears to explain like this. When I say Chazir Ribbleser, which are different maskal tesis, Ribbles retracted. What did he retract from? Not like the way Rashi explains. Rather, Mimashra Yimatsuk Sukkah. From this that he required that it has to be in the sukkah. But yeah, of course, he held you do have to have the 40 meals. Ah, so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer held that the first night you learn from matzah, you have to eat it because there's a dog in the sukkah. If you don't eat the first night, you're right, there's no tashkum in Yom Tov Achron, because Yom Tov Achron there's no schim sukkah. To the contrary, it's actually about taisiv. And all the other meals are sukkahs, you're right, you have to eat, but it does not have to be in the sukkah, because the primary thing is the eating. And therefore, that's what you could do tashkum in on the last night of Yom Tov. Because even they're not eating the sukkah, but at least you make them to eating. And therefore, that answers all the four questions. The first question, Tosafos Ed asked, that the word yashlim sounds like hashlam and not tashlam. You're right. According to Tosafos, you're not making up the first night of Yom Tov because that you can't make up. Rather, you're being mashlam, what you're missing from the number of the 14 meals, what you didn't eat, that you can make up, even Shmini Atzeres. Second question, that the first night meal, you learn that from matzah, which you can't make up. Yeah, that's true. You can't make up like by matzah. Question number three, that we said in the Braisa that you make up a mini targima, that's regarding the 14 meals that you're right. There's no obligation of eating Kizayas Dagan. And it's not referring to the first night, which, yeah, that has to be specific Kizayas Dagan, like the Yashami brings. And regarding the fourth question, that you're right. Even according to Maskan Zakamara, the Blessed obligates 14 meals. And that's why he said in Apotropos, yeah, every single day you eat. And therefore, here also you should eat, which, like we're saying, primarily two meals a day. Now, Tosafos brings a proof for his opinion that even according to the Maskan Zagamar, Rebbe Eliezer holds that you have to have 14 meals. It just doesn't have to be in the Sukkah. So he says, Bishami Mashami, and Bishami the answer, the Amr Bacha, La Mitzah Hashuva, another claim, in other words, that like it's killed Tzachlech Basoka, initially after eating the Soka. But if you didn't, Mashal, Mishmini, but the Soka, you can make it up on the eighth day without a Soka again, because you have to have the 14 meals. Next test, and also the beginning with Zigma, Berini Targima, you make up different types of Targima. Peshbogon, Rash explains, what does this mean, these different types of dishes? You're going to pay risk, like fruits, the kisanen, and these types of pastry, the kaflutis mebishalm, and cooked leek. Which says, V'yevshlamakin, you can't translate this, what Berini Targima means. Why? Because the other Masi Perk has the Yom Rabba concludes in the 8th Perk, and Yom Davayantas, and Be'ez, the Peri Labai Yisoko, the Peris, fruits don't have to be eaten in the sukkah. But the Akma Halcha and the Gemara's Medayik from over here, Rabbi, that says that you don't have to eat pears in the sukkah, the Gemara wants to attempt to bring a riot to his opinion from the Bryce over here that says that if you mashal min tagimah, you yaitza. So the Gemara wants to say like this, v'isakadet the pears by sukkah, and if you're entertained to say the pears require a sukkah, that comes out that you're fulfilling mitzvah sukkah, so l'shalom be pears. So why does the Brisa say specifically you have to be mashal min targima? Why aren't you mashal with Paris? Obviously, because Paris are not chayven the sukkah. If you cannot be mashal you dealt sudas in something that's not chayven. But Dalchi Nigma rejects the Raya and says, no, I could tell you that Paris requires sukkah. And therefore, you can be mashal with Paris. So why the Brisa didn't say Paris only some min targima? Oh, that's because ba'asul l'shchichi Paris. It's not a very pragmatic reason because it's in a place where there wasn't common to have Paris. Another purchase of the Gemara. When it says Tagim, that also includes different types of pears. Fine. But it says, but it sounds like the E pear, that if pears do not require a sukkum, that in Hashlamah Mayel is pears, then you would not be able to mashlim the meals with pears. Because this is the Gemara wanted to answer, according to one who holds that pear does not require a sukkah. So according to him, you have to say that it's possible to mashlim even with Paris, and therefore you might have to say that this is mishlam in the tagima, it means also Paris. According to Rabbi, all the Paris don't require sukkah. So therefore, it doesn't help you mashlim with Paris. If so, you have to say that this is the Brisa says, if you mashlim in tagima, that's specifically in tagima, which is excluding Paris, which is not called in tagima, and it doesn't help to use them for Ashlama. So Taisis says, min tagima hava, not like Rashi says. That it could be embossed with a dog, like meat and fish, or shadvarm, and other things to be laughed at, as a pasta used for condiment, for bread, and these things are chayim in the sukkah, and therefore for them, Hashlam would help. Moravate says, you cannot learn from here, she'ilu mini tagima, that these different types of condiments should be effective, Hashlam shal Shabbos, to complete the amount of 3 meals you have to eat for Shabbos, just like it helps over here to be mashlam, the 14 suds you have to eat over sukkahs. Because it says, no, the Shani Hossam, the Ebay Shabbos is different. Because the Ophin, we learn that the Gemara Shabbos have to be examined based on that. So, plus, Hayyim, since it's the word Hayyim 3 times, it's got to be Mon, by the Mon Shubba Mokam Pass, which is, takes the place of what bread is for Shabbos. And therefore, then you would have to have bread, like by the Mon. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to mash them with Mini Tagima, that only helps the Sukkos, not by Shabbos. And so it says, even when we come to compare the 14 Suddhas of Sukkos to the Shalosh Suddhas for Shabbos, still says places like nothing prepares you would not be able to fill your chiv of shalosh shudis with a pay raise at least. Because even we can say that mini tagima yes, because we're explained mini tagima is meat and fish, but most definitely that wouldn't help with pay raise because like we said that Rabbu says pay raise don't require sukkah and therefore yeah you can have a mash in the 14 shudis with pay raise, so therefore obviously shalosh shudis most definitely would not be able to mash them also with pay raise.